Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Chikling.
I'm Kat.
So we talked about over-tourism yesterday.
Yes, we're on day two of talking about over-tourism. So over-tourism is like when too many tourists go to one site and maybe it causes a lot of problems. Like, what's one of the problems that it causes?
Well, when there's too many tourists in one certain place, it might cause a lot of damage to natural sites. There are sites or ancient buildings, structures.
Yeah, historical places that you really want to try and preserve because they're probably pretty fragile. And also it scares away animals and also causes landlords to increase apartment prices so that locals can't really
Can't
afford
afford
it
them.
anymore. Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of bad effects about over-tourism, but do you think we can do anything to stop it or kind of help release the effects?
So that's what we're going to find out today
Yeah,
in
that's
day
it.
two of the article.
Reading.
The challenges of over-tourism. While it has negative effects everywhere, over-tourism takes different forms in different places. In Barcelona, Spain, or Paris, France, over-tourism means mobs of tourists lined up to see famous museums and churches. Cities like these also have jam-packed buses and subway trains during peak tourist season. Meanwhile, at Machu Picchu, Peru, crowds are causing huge environmental damage to the remote ancient site. What's worse, tour companies charge these visitors a great deal of money to bring them to Machu Picchu on buses. However, local citizens usually receive no profit from these company-operated trips, yet it is their culture and history that tourists admire. In some areas facing over-tourism, governments, local citizens, and tour companies are working together to create solutions. Raising prices, requiring permits to visit certain places, and restricting hotels to certain areas are all ways they're reducing over-tourism. Tourists can also travel more responsibly by visiting less popular or less well-known places. They can travel during off-peak season and spend their money in locally owned hotels, shops, and restaurants. Responsible tourism allows for a more positive experience for both locals and tourists.
Okay, so talking about over-tourism again. While it has negative effects everywhere, over-tourism takes different forms in different places. So I wonder what kind of places it could be. Oh, but here's two familiar ones. In Barcelona, Spain, or Paris, France, which I've been to, over-tourism means mobs of tourists lined up to see famous museums and churches. Yeah,
So we're going to talk about mob.
Mobs of tourists. Mob is a group noun. It talks about a big group of people that's not following any order, but they're moving like a big cloud. You can imagine that they're kind of, not trying. They're pushing. They're like trying to, move each other forward. Maybe some people are falling down. Mob can also be a verb for what this big group does, like attacking something by going all over it. They mobbed the store that was having a sale. If there are so many tourists, they just kind of pile on each other and don't line up. That's called a mob of tourists.
So mobs up 就是一群的意思，哎，其实 mob 这个字它就是暴民的意思，刚好来隐喻了这些观光客就好像暴民哦，就好像 these tourists just like mobs，很多很暴民，代表就是隐喻他们不好。好，我们来看一下下面几个例子。Mobs broke into the store looking for food. 暴民闯入商店寻找食物。And we also see the phrase in our last sentence, line up. What does it mean?
Line up. Line up is actually kind of the opposite of mob, mm-hmm. strangely enough, yeah. but we're using them together. It's when people go one behind the other in an orderly way, or maybe side by side, to stand in line for something. So, of course, in this case, it might be kind of both, where they're all kind of standing in line, but the line is not one by one. It's maybe like one by three, by five, by six, by... Yeah. It just kind of goes like this. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a line and kind of a mob. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 所以 line up 就是排队成立的意思。所以一大堆报名在排队。that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
很怪不太可能 because mobs don't line up. They don't know how to.
Yeah,
anyway. 所以在西班牙或法国巴塞隆纳跟巴黎这两个城市呢过度观光它就是像一大堆报名观光客抢着看著名的博物馆跟教堂。那我们再造一个句子哦。Hundreds of people lined up to buy tickets on opening night. 数百人排队呢在开幕之夜买票。
So most people know how to line up. I think mobs are less common than lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at least, you know, if you have a lot of people, it'd be a very long line, mm-hmm. but at least it probably won't be a huge cloud group of people.
Okay.
So anyway, cities like these, like Barcelona and Paris, also have jam-packed buses and subway trains during peak tourist season. Ah, so peak tourist season. Peak here is an adjective, which is P-E-A-K, means at the highest level, the most it can be or the highest it ever goes. Peak tourist season means it's the season where the most tourists come to that place. You can also say someone is working at their peak performance, their highest level. That means they're doing the best that they can do, and they're doing a really good job. That's why this word also talks about the top of a mountain. As a noun, peak means the very top of a mountain. Or when it's not tourist season, we actually say off-peak. So here's an example of peak as an adjective. During peak traffic, it often takes people much longer to go somewhere than usual.
So peak 就是尖峰、顶峰的意思。It's used as an adjective in our article, but it can also be used as a noun, 也可以当名词哦。那当名词的时候就是有最高点或最好的点的意思。And sometimes it refers to the pointed top of a mountain, 山顶的顶峰。那我们造一个句子。The mountain peak is covered with snow, 山顶上覆盖着雪。那么我们的尖峰时段呢很好讲可以说 peak hours, peak periods, or peak times, 都可以当成尖峰时段。
Okay, so we're talking about peak tourist season, and of course, like you can talk about that these cities have jam-packed buses and trains and subways and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So jam-packed means the buses and trains have so many people on them. They are packed as tight as they can be, and there's no room for anybody. The reason we use the word jam here is because of how people are jammed against each other or into the cars. We also kind of talk about like they're packed in like sardines.
Yeah.
Like these little fish in a can. Yeah.
How? Cities like these also have jam-packed buses and subway trains during peak tourist season. 所以在旅游旺季的时候，城市都充满拥挤的巴士啊，跟地铁，下面里面都很多人。那我们来讲一下复合形容词 compound adjectives. 所以分词呢，可以和名词啊、副词或形容词结合哦，用连字还有连接形成复合形容词。那么如果是被动的时候呢，就会用过去分词，就像 jam-packed 一样。
Okay, so meanwhile, at Machu Picchu, Peru, crowds are causing huge environmental damage to the remote ancient site. So Machu Picchu being like that place in Peru where there was an old Incan castle. So why are we talking about remote here? Remote is an adjective, which means if somewhere is remote, it's far out of the way of cities, towns, or most people. It's hard to reach. We also use this word to talk about remote control, the thing that lets you control your TV. It's a remote control because it controls things from farther away. So here's another example. The remote village didn't get many visitors, so its people could live in peace and quiet.
Hey, so remote 就是遥远的偏远的意思 It's an adjective here in the article. But when it's a noun, it is a remote control. 像刚刚我们 Kat 老师有讲到就是遥控器的意思哦。好，那我们来看下面几个句子哦。He was born in a remote village in Nepal. 他出生在尼泊尔的一个偏远的村庄。Or, Dad picked up the remote and started flipping through channels. 爸爸拿起遥控器开始转频道。And as an adjective, it also means slight. For instance, I don't have the remotest idea how they will react. 完全不知道他们会怎么反应。
Yeah, so Machu Picchu is being damaged. And what's worse...Tour companies charge these visitors a great deal of money to bring them to Machu Picchu on buses.
Okay.
Oh, so what's worse here? This is one of those beginning of the sentence kind of conjunctions. We're learning another fact about this problem, but instead of making it better or even the same, it makes the problem sound even worse. We use things like what's worse, what's more, what's better at the beginning of a new sentence when it's going to tell us another fact about the same thing as before, but makes it better or worse or maybe the same. Yeah.
对，所以通常就是在句子一开始我们就会说 what's worse, 刚刚 Kat 老师有说到就是更糟的事跟你说接下来说更糟的事情了。所以旅游公司像这些游客收很多钱所以让他们搭巴士到 Machu Picchu 这个地方。And we see a great deal of something, it means a lot of something, 就是很多很大量跟 a large amount of something 一样都是后面加上不可数名词哦。
So, however, local citizens usually receive no profit from these company-operated trips, yet it is their culture and history that tourists admire. Huh, so that means that the local people in Machu Picchu are not getting any money from the tourists?That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's really terrible. So actually, this is what we're talking about with the word profit. Profit is a noun. It means the money that you earn from providing a service or selling something after you've taken out the money that it costs to give that. So, for example, if you spend $5 on gas, but you make $20 from driving someone, you've got a $15 profit. That means the money that you made after gas. If there's a profit, it should be going to locals,But it seems like they're not getting anything, and that's not fair. Yeah, so here's another example. We made $1 million in profits last year, so we're going to use it to raise our workers' salaries. Yay! That's a good way to use a profit.
所以我们说 profit 就是盈利利润的意思。It is a noun, 在这边是当名词哦。但是我们也可以把它当成动词。She profited enormously from working with the company. 她与这个公司合作赚了非常多钱。And its use as a verb is usually accompanied by from or by doing something.
Profit from this venture or profit by making more products, like that sort of thing. Okay, so here we see another word. We're talking about the locals' culture is what tourists admire. Admire is a verb that means hold something in high respect. I like it. I think it's worth respecting means I admire it. People often admire cultural and historical sites because these places took a long time to build and they've been there for ages. In Machu Picchu's case, it's more than 500 years. You could also use this as a different kind of noun. Like if you say, I have an admirer, means I have somebody who likes me. Sounds kind of nice. So here's an example of admire as a verb. I admire people who can be very busy and still manage to keep everything organized. It's not easy.
So admire 就是欣赏钦佩的意思哦。It's a verb. 那我们刚刚 Kat 老师有提到嘛 admire 就是钦佩你的人欣赏你的人。所以这些观光客都非常欣赏这些国家的文化跟历史。那英文里面我们也可以说 to admire somebody for something。那老师刚刚那个句子里面呢也有 company operated 这一个字。它其实就是 something that's operated by a company。那我们在中文呢就可以说成是像一个旅行社办的或旅行公司办的旅游。
So it means, this company operated, not operated by local people. So that means the companies are probably the ones getting the profits. But luckily, there are some people who are trying to do something about this. In some areas facing over-tourism, governments, local citizens, and tour companies are working together to create solutions.
Oh, I wonder what kind of solutions they've come up with.
Well, one thing is raising prices,requiring permits to visit certain places, and restricting hotels to certain areas are all ways they're reducing over-tourism. So they're doing a few different things to kind of make it a little harder for people to get there, or a little harder for people to go to certain areas, which is probably a good thing, because only the really dedicated people will want to go. So permit here is a word that we see, it's a noun, and it's like a form that you need that gives you permission,permission, the same word, to do something or allows you to do it. If you have to get a permit for somewhere, that means you need to ask somebody, probably a government, can I go here? And let somebody tell you that you can before you can go there. And you show it at the gate and you can go in. It can also be a verb. I permit something to happen. I allow something to happen. So here's another example. I got my driving permit when I was 18 and practiced until I got better and could get my license.
Say permit, just a 许可证的意思，在文章中是名词，但它也可以拿来当动词的哦。譬如说啊 ，You are not supposed to park in a handicapped parking space unless you hold a special permit.
Yeah.
对，就是除非你有拥有特别许可证，不然你不可以停在残障车位哦。那我们也可以用一下动词哦。Students that arrive late will not be permitted to join the class. So if it's a verb, it's pronounced as permit. And
yeah,
if it's a noun, it's pronounced as permit.
So permit
and permit. 对、yeah. 那常用我们就会说 if weather or time permits. If time permits, 我会怎么样怎么样。那我们也可以说 to permit somebody to do something or、mm-hmm. to permit somebody something. For example, our teacher permitted us to use a dictionary during the quiz. Such a nice teacher.
Yay, teacher. Okay. Okay, and here we see another word in here, which is restrict. Restrict is a verb which is about the opposite of permit, actually. It means you cannot do something, or you're limited in how you can do it. So hotels being restricted to certain areas means they can't run a business outside that area. A restriction is a noun form of this, restriction. We put restrictions on people's freedom. We restrict them from doing things. So we often use this with from or restrict by making somebody do something. Okay, so here's an example. People under the age of 18 are restricted from going into this bar. Only adults may enter.
I'll say restrict 就是限制限定的意思、哦、It's a verb and restricted is its adjective form.
Yeah, so permits, have to get permits for going to certain places.、Mm-hmm. Hotels are restricted to certain、mm-hmm. areas. And here's some things you can do.Tourists can also travel more responsibly by visiting less popular or less well-known places. So that's an interesting idea. Well-known means lots of people know about it.、Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can think of a few famous、mm-hmm. places you'd like to travel to, but the problem is a lot of other people think of those places too, because they are well-known.、Mm-hmm. If you go somewhere a little less famous, it might be easier to get around, and you might actually have more fun.、
Mm-hmm. 所以除了政府的措施以外，观光客也可以就这个政府的措施，观光客也可以比较到那么热门的景点帮忙做个善事这样子、mm-hmm. You can be more responsible by doing so.
Yeah, be a responsible traveler, be a responsible、mm-hmm. tourist. So, also, they can travel during off-peak season and spend their money in locally owned hotels, shops,、Ooh. And restaurants.、
Yeah.
Sounds very good. That's what、yeah. I usually try to do、mm-hmm. when I go around、mm-hmm. to new places.、
Mm-hmm.
Where peak season is the time when most tourists go to places,Off-peak season, what we talk about here, is when the least number of people go. Usually it's during the winter or maybe like when the weather is not so great.、Mm. It's a better time to travel if you possibly can since you won't have to deal with crowds or overbooked hotels. The people at those local shops might treat you better too because they're not so stressed out.
Okay, 所以除了不要到热门景点以外，他们也可以利用淡季啊 off-peak season, 就会让然后在当地经营的旅馆多去消费。
So, responsible tourism allows for a more positive experience for both locals and tourists.
Okay, so it's a good thing for both the locals and the tourists.
Right? Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's pretty much what we have for today.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about, like, some good ways to help fight over tourism. Uh-huh. So maybe next time you travel, you can kind of consider this. So right now, let's go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so for today, our For You chat question is, and I'm going to ask Chi, what are some ways you can learn about local culture、Ooh. While you're traveling?
Well, I think it would be a really good idea if you get to make friends with locals.
Absolutely.
So maybe you can try your best to join any local activity. Maybe they have some activity that you don't see in your neck of the woods.
For
so,
sure,
yeah.
You
can make friends with them. And you、uh-huh. can...During the conversations, you'll get to know more about their culture.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, something I usually try to do when I travel is ask the host of, like, the hostel、oh. where I'm staying at, like, what are some really good local restaurants around here that are not, like, chain places? Because if I'm going to a new country, I don't want to eat, you know, typical...like
yeah,
McDonald's or something like that. You know, you want to eat the local food. So、mm-hmm. go to local restaurants that people recommend、
yeah.
and also...、 Yeah, like you said, try to join activities that locals have. And maybe mm-hmm. even make some conversation with people while you're mm-hmm. exploring new places. Mm-hmm. I find that's a really good way to get a big perspective on the world. Mm-hmm. So anyway, maybe you guys have some other ideas about what you can do to learn about local culture mm-hmm. when you're traveling to new places. And you can share them with each other. So that's all we have for now. Our day one and day two are completed. So we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
The challenges of overtourism. While it has negative effects everywhere, overtourism takes different forms in different places. In Barcelona, Spain, or Paris, France, overtourism means mobs of tourists lined up to see famous museums and churches. Cities like these also have jam-packed buses and subway trains during peak tourist season. Meanwhile, at Machu Picchu, Peru, crowds are causing huge environmental damage to the remote ancient site. What's worse, tour companies charge these visitors a great deal of money to bring them to Machu Picchu on buses. However, local citizens usually receive no profit from these company-operated trips, yet it is their culture and history that tourists admire. In some areas facing overtourism, governments, local citizens, and tour companies are working together to create solutions. Raising prices, requiring permits to visit certain places, and restricting hotels to certain areas are all ways they're reducing overtourism. Tourists can also travel more responsibly by visiting less popular or less well-known places. They can travel during off-peak season and spend their money in locally owned hotels, shops, and restaurants. Responsible tourism allows for a more positive experience for both locals and tourists.
Vocabulary Review.
Peak. The department store gets really busy during peak season, so they always hire some part-time workers to help. Remote. In China, people living in remote areas often earn much less than those that live in the cities. Profit. We need to sell more products if we want to make a profit. Admire. I admire Kathleen's patience when dealing with difficult situations at work. Permit. The company will give you a permit to park your car here. Please stick it to your car's window. Restrict. We must restrict the number of people we invite to the party to 100. Or else it will be too crowded.